This one should be read in conjunction with the Community Hubs report that I'll take next. There's a considerable amount of interest in this item. There's been a very long consultation already, and this decision this evening is intended to kickstart a further round of consultations. So I will ask people who are called to speak from the floor to restrict their contributions to 2 minutes, and preferably not to repeat things that we've already heard elsewhere in the consultation, the report of which has all come to Cabinet. So, Sally.
Thank you very much, Steve. I'm absolutely delighted to introduce this report this evening, which sets out a radically different approach to running library services compared with many other authorities across the country. And it's radically different because it's in line with the ethos and values underpinning the Cooperative Council. Lambeth Council is committed to continuing to fund 9 libraries and to continue to fund the Upper Norwood Joint Library, which is the only independent library in the country, which this council continues to want to fund, hopefully with the support, financial support of Croydon Council. I'm also delighted that we're discussing libraries this evening, as we've recently opened a brand new library in Clapham High Street, which is the first new library in Lambeth for over 40 years, and I think shows the scale of ambition of the local authority. You'll see from the detailed report in the Cabinet paper that there are some quite exciting proposals for individual libraries to offer a greater range of services, and we will be considering the asset transfer of some of the buildings to new trusts as and when the community wants to take on those responsibilities. And at this point, I should thank all the members of the Friends groups, local residents and other partner organisations who've contributed so much to the consultation process. We've had some very imaginative proposals for a number of our different libraries, and we're looking forward to working with the Friends groups in the co-production phase. We have a long way to go to improve the quality of customer care and to modernise the library service, but I'm pleased to announce this evening that all of Lambeth libraries that do not already have Wi-Fi will have Wi-Fi by the end of the summer. Thanks to the leadership in the IT department in the council, all the costs will be absorbed into Project Signal, which is a transformation project for IT across the authority, and there will be no cost to the library's modernisation budget. And I think that that's a good example of corporate working to achieve better standards of service in our libraries. I'm going to conclude by making several observations and comments on the state of the library buildings, which I think is not a great surprise to say that many of our buildings, with the exception of the New Clapham Library, are not in a good condition. And my colleague, Councillor Paul McGlone, will talk briefly about the capital investment requirements. The report sets out a number of recommendations, which I'm going to touch on briefly. We've set a very modest aspiration of intending to move the Waterloo Library, which has been in a porter cabin for the best part of 30 to 40 years, into an actual proper working building. It really isn't acceptable in the 21st century to be running a public service out of a porter cabin. In Streatham, the recommendations in the report are to undertake an options appraisal about whether we should move the library from its current building into the Gracefield Gardens service centre. And I would stress that this is an option that we were looking at, we want to explore with local residents and community groups. We don't have a predetermined option, and the best option may be to keep the library in its existing building. But given the condition of that building, we are investing £400,000 in undertaking work to the building. I think we have a responsibility to look and see what the alternatives are in Streatham. And then finally, in relation to West Norwood, I am very, very clear about the strength of feeling in West Norwood by the fact that the Nettlefold Centre is currently closed. That is not a situation the council would want it to have presided over, and we clear recommendation in the report to reopen the library in the Nettlefold building. And again, we've identified capital to enable us to do that. There is an exciting proposal to work with a local cinema company to develop the services on that site, and I know there's interest from the cemetery in having a visitor centre. So I think to conclude, I think we've got a very exciting set of proposals to take forward the library service in what is a very challenging set of financial circumstances. I would like to thank the staff team, which has been an enormous team of people from the actual library service itself, from adult and community services, from the consultation teams, from the enormous amount of work that they have put into what has been, I think, if not the largest, but one of the largest consultation processes the council has ever embarked on. And to thank all of the friends and residents who have participated in the process. And I'm very interested to hear what speakers have to say and respond to your comments. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sally. Right, as I said, we have a number of people here to speak. There's been an extensive consultation during which people should have had the opportunity to give their views, all of which has been reported back to Sally and to the rest of Cabinet. So I'm going to ask people to please restrict themselves to 2 minutes each so that we can hear from more speakers. The first person on my list is Laura Swaffield, if she's here.
Hello.
Where are you? Oh, there you are.
Behind the pillar.
I thought I couldn't see you. Are you going to shout from there, or are you going to come and use the microphone?
Can people hear me?
Yeah.
Right. Well, my role tonight is to be the nice cop, so I'm going to say a sincere congratulations, thank you to the team, Adrian, Gareth, John Kerridge, Valerie. Also, thank you to Florence Mategbi for preventing you from doing anything silly a couple of years ago, and to Sally for her determination now to get on with it. We also want to get on with it. We've been seeing so many stupid reviews and surveys and time-wasting messing about over years. We are keen to get on with it. We're delighted that you collectively, the consultation, have actually listened to what we've been telling you for years at last, which is that local library buildings are where the library service starts. Really important that we want a service that's professionally run by paid staff, and that's something else I can't remember. So we need a lot more information. This needs a lot more work. Things that aren't in these reports also need a lot more work. Getting a proper cooperative way of working, both with the friends and with the staff and with the wider community, also needs work. But basically, well done. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Laura. Can I thank you for the role that you played with the commission as well in ensuring that we heard the right things and have now been able to act on them.
I forgot to say Praveen.
Of course. Right, the next speaker is Blanche Pavia from the Norwood Forum. Blanche is here. There's a microphone at the front if you'd rather use that. Great if you could limit yourself to 2 minutes, please. I'll let you know when we're up to 2 minutes. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Blanche Pavia. I'm here as an elected committee member of the Norwood Forum, due to the absence of our officers and sad, untimely death of Susan de Schwartz, our chair. The closure of West Norwood Library has had a huge impact on residents and community, many of whom are among the most disadvantaged and vulnerable in Valmouth. The Cabinet may be aware that the Forum collected 2,400 signatures, urging Lambeth to undertake all necessary repairs and protect the library service of West Norwood Library. This was presented on behalf of the Forum and community to the full council on the 27th of July 2011. 28th of June 2012, the Forum held an AGM open meeting and took the opportunity to ask the views of 60 persons plus who attended. This is a summary of the points raised. West Norwood Nettlefold Hall must be reopened. The library must be reopened as a community facility, not to be funded through commercial enterprise, i.e. no Starbucks, thank you. A cinema already exists, and the general feeling is that it should be linked to the arts. Lambeth is required by law to provide a library service. Why is the refurbishment so expensive? Inaccuracies on usage. Many Tulse Hill residents use the Norwood Library. Concerns that there should be no housing development on the site. Crucial for education as an IT service provider for those with no access, providing contact with education, employment, health and housing. The council should explore the following. A venue for functions. There is a kitchen on site. Facilities for function room or rooms. Conferencing, weddings, christenings and funerals with links to the adjacent cemetery, crematorium and churches. Activities for the elderly, children and disabled. Explore how other boroughs deliver libraries, especially Croydon. A year has passed since our petition went to the council, yet the Nettlefold Hall and Library are still closed. I implore the Cabinet to make the right decision and reopen the library quickly, as too much time has already passed. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you. I think you might want to have a look again. Jeff Dawn from the Friends of Carnegie Library, please. If I could restrict you to 2 minutes, I'd be grateful, Jeff.
Carnegie Library faces disproportionate cuts of 40-50% on 2011-12 figures. The budget proposed for providing library services at the Carnegie is grossly inadequate. For safety reasons, staffing the library while it's open to the public cannot be reduced. The actual current budget for staffing the library is £113,000 and accounts for about half of the total cost of providing a library. The total budget proposed to cover everything this year is only £128,000, falling next year to £110,000, leaving a shortfall well in excess of £100,000 a year. The Friends and other users have suggested various ways to spend money more efficiently, and expanding the library into a community hub will generate some income, revenue. But there is no possibility of covering that huge shortfall. Our community is being asked to do the impossible. Part of the reason we've been allocated so little is there has not really been a proper assessment of need. The assessment that has been made is gravely deficient in two fundamental respects. First, it is by ward, not related to the overall area served by each library, and second, it is wholly subjective, selecting particular measures of deprivation from the choices available and weighing them according perhaps to opinion. A proper assessment would have identified much more need for the Carnegie, both in terms of deprivation in the Herne Hill ward and the wider catchment area, which extends into Cold Harbour, Tulse Hill, and so on. Finally, we are prepared to take a lead in developing Carnegie as a community hub, with the library as the core, drawing in related compatible services and activities. But this will not be possible while we are open only 31 hours over 4 days. All the quoted consultation responses were opposed to Clapham increasing to 7-day opening. It's the smaller libraries that need more hours to increase use. Moreover, apart from decreasing stock and restricted hours, Carnegie has also been kept small because we have access to only 1/3 of the building. Hub status requires the whole building to be open to the community. Several borough-wide services are currently based at Carnegie, including stock support, interlibrary loan dispatch, corporate IT system support. The question of where and how these functions will be conducted in future must be addressed urgently. To conclude, we need more money, hours, and space to make our library and hub succeed. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Right, next I'll take, is Claire Knapp here? Claire, there's a microphone. Okay. Can I just say you're from the Waldorf School of Southwest London?
Yeah. Yes. Just quickly, we have an interest in Carnegie. We're an independent school, and we are looking for a building. We've been in temporary accommodation for 2 years, and we work as a community. We're a science school, we work that way. We've been working that way for 29 years, bigger community that's been almost 100 years. We have a lot of experience in working with the community. We're members of the church at the moment, and we work with the church community with the space that we have and hours, etc. We feel that we could give a lot of experience to Carnegie in sharing the space as a library and a community and a school. And you know, we relish the opportunity to do that.
Thank you very much. That's an interesting idea. I'll ask Sally to come back and office us on all of your points at the end. Right, the next person on my list is Paul Brewer from the Friends of West Norwood Library.
Thank you.
Hello. Hi. 2 minutes, please.
Okay, I'll do my best. I must say, first of all, to acknowledge the work that has been done in West Norwood. There's been a lot of work of great promise there, and we're looking forward to working with the council on it. But points I want to make in relation to the running costs of the library. Temporary library has been universally panned as inadequate to capital. It's been shut for two Saturdays in the last month. I understand the staff have been prioritised to Brixton. That just about says it all, really. West Norwood Library was the third most used library in the borough, according to the Library Commission figures. 11% of Lambeth Library visits, even though, unlike Stretton and Brixton, it has never opened 7 days. My other half regularly used the library to study last year. If she didn't arrive before 10 o'clock on a Saturday, there were no seats because it was packed with young people using the facility as a quiet place to do homework. We're being asked to whether a 34% cut, this is a percentage that's only exceeded by the cut inflicted upon Carnegie. Throughout the consultation process and beyond, there have been a succession of dodgy statistics employed to back up what are essentially top-down decisions, particularly surrounding the three super libraries. In the cooperative library consultation document, the council used a complex formula involving a notional 30% increase in footfall for the new Clapham Library, elevating Clapham, which had previously 9% of Lambeth visits, above West Norwood, and justifying awarding it super library status, the Footfall League, Premier League perhaps, guaranteed 7-day opening and investment. In the papers, when it came to allocating budgets to the remaining cooperative libraries, however, previous footfall figures have not been used because, according to the documents, this method is now said to be unfair. This, however, doesn't prevent the council from continuing to cite elsewhere in the same document that Clapham, Brixton and Stretton constitute over 50% of library users to justify the super library status. You could, of course, amend that list to include West Norwood, and it would still be more than 50% of the library users. Another dodgy defence of the super library allocation was reportedly made at a recent public meeting and repeated in an email by Councillor Prentice and in the press. It goes like this: you add together the budgets for Upper Norwood Joint Library and West Norwood Library and they equal that of Stretton, so we should not feel hard done by at all. Following this principle, you could just as easily add together the budgets for the super libraries in Brixton and in Clapham 1, and you'll see that the central area is now way over funded. Another dodgy justification is that the presence of two libraries in Gypsy Hill Ward is a bit disproportionate. And you'll see from the Cooperative Libraries consultation document that the catchment area for West Norwood Library extends north and west to include a large section of Tulse Hill Estate. Upper Norwood Joint Library faces the other way, and more than half of the users there are from Croydon. West Norwood is currently in Knights Hill Ward. Only if it reopens over the road will it be in Gypsy Hill Ward. I live 100 yards away from the library in Thurlow Park Ward. The point is that our library serves the young people and the growing numbers of young families in West Norwood and Tulse Hill, not politicians. It's only really a political concern which ward these things are. And I think the West Norwood Library should really be properly resourced.
Thank you very much. Is Hannah Jaffa here? Hello, Hannah. There's a microphone there. So which group you're from?
I'm a parents governor from Clapham and Mellor Primary School. I don't have speech now, I wish. I'm just going to speak that I'm really grateful for the new library we have in Clapham Common. And this is the first time I hear as a super library, but the appreciation that I'm saying is I come from Notre Dame Estate and I lived there for 10 years. And a lot of parents who live there don't have access to libraries, and in some cases children doesn't have books in their home, so they are very much relying on the library. And if you see around Clapham, you don't see Debenham, you don't see shops, you see a cafe, you see, we have a small, you know, cinema. Clapham is part of Communication and Information Centre. A lot of people meet there. And the library being in High Street is just going to push up the parents to say it is important to go to the library. We have a secondary school around the corner. Children will come to the library because of the computer, and really appreciate it for the Wi-Fi and the extended work that's going to be done in Clapham Common. And at the same time, I'm a parents governor and language ambassador. So I meet a lot of parents who can't speak the language and they have children who go to school. And the library is invaluable to them. So very much appreciated and the Threatham State as well.
Thank you very much. If anyone hasn't yet been to the new Clapham Library, it's not been officially opened, but the doors are open. You can go in there and it's a fantastic new facility that we're delighted to have been able to open at a time when some councils are closing libraries and opening new ones. Right, is Christina Burnett here? Hello, Christina. It doesn't say which organisation you're representing, so if you could tell us a bit.
Good evening. I have many hats, but I'm here at the moment representing as director of the new community interest company, Boxford CIC. And I would like to start by congratulating and saying a big thank you to everybody who's been involved in rewriting this document so that it is much fairer towards all the communities, I think, in Lambeth, and is support retaining to congratulate Lambeth on not doing what many other authorities are doing, which is slashing their libraries, and to say big thank you for retaining all 10 libraries. Also, thank you for making the cuts much more equal between the smaller libraries and the central libraries, because I think that was disproportionate in the previous document. However, I would like to express, although my local library is Tate South Lambeth, I am very concerned about Carnegie, about the level of cuts in Carnegie and what that will actually imply for that community and for that library. I'd also like to welcome the fact that there is a separate report on libraries in community hubs, because I think it's really, really key that libraries are dealt with separately. And on that matter, I would like to make a plea that no library should be called a community hub. In Tower Hamlets, they are idea stores. In Winchester, they are discovery centres. The one thing that everybody from any culture, and we're a very, very diverse community in Lambeth, knows, even if you can't read, you know yet, you know what a library is, and you know how to ask for one wherever you are, in whatever country, in whatever language, you know what a library is. But how on earth would I know that a discovery centre is the same thing as an idea store, which is the same thing as a community hub? And I think a lot of the people who need them most would not find them in that way. Because my activity is mainly in the digital area, I want to say a huge thank you to everybody and library staff, and also from the IT department at Lambeth, who has supported our Digital Bazaar, Digital Tuesdays and Digital Bazaar initiative at Tate South Lambeth, which we're delighted to say has been its joint national runner-up in the Libraries Change Lives Award. So we're very happy to have brought that to Lambeth. I'd also like to welcome in the report the aim that library staff should be encouraged to be entrepreneurial, because I think there are many people who have fantastic ideas on the library staff who haven't really been able to put those into practice, and I'd like to hugely welcome that. Just finally, there is one small problem, and that is that there is some concern in Vauxhall and South Lambeth that Tate South Lambeth Library has been lumped together in an early adoption community hubs programme where four buildings would be managed by Stockwell Partnership. We believe that there will be considerable local opposition to the library being included in this scheme. So we look forward to some further consultation on that area. But overall, many thanks.
Thank you, Christina. And please take our congratulations back to you, yourself and your colleagues on your award for digital inclusion.
Thank you. It's a wonderful team.
It really is. It's fantastic. Right, thank you. Is Ruth Cashman here?
I am. Can I just speak on behalf of the
Minister? 2 minutes, please.
You're doing fair.
Hi, I'd like to speak on behalf of Unison, which is the majority trade union within the libraries and represents 90% of the workers within the libraries, and I'd like to thank them for the service they deliver daily, as well as all the thanks that have gone to the people that have designed this report. Now, 2.2 of this report states that it sets direction to create a new legacy of which we can all be proud. I recognise that the council's gone into PR overdrive with the Libraries Commission and now with the Libraries Cooperative Libraries. But today the decisions that have been made will be quite far-reaching. And we believe that the decisions that you'll be making will be to begin the fragmentation of the library service in Lambeth. The disaggregation of budgets was identified by the Friends some time ago as a policy that would set communities at war with each other, and I think we're in the start of that today, where what you've done is you've set a load of organisations throughout the borough who will be arguing over how much money each of them gets, instead of planning a centrally delivered library service to the communities. In reality, what this proposal does, it sets up a library service of Brixton, Clapham and Streatham, although if the move to Gracefield Gardens goes ahead, I think the actual footfall for Streatham Library would decline enormously. Elsewhere, you have Waterloo, Carnegie, Manette, South Lambeth and West Norwood, who will all have a library service point with RFID within a community hub. Now, that's a very different thing to a library. That's a shelf of books with maybe a storyteller visiting. So I'm not as bowled over by the proposals that are coming forward. I think I'm going to keep my speech short because of time. I think what the actual figures from the consultation that you did are buried away a little way in the report. Actually, what the figures show, and it was a big decision, as you said, one of the biggest surveys of residents. Those agreeing to the Cooperative Library's proposals, 31%, well done. Those disagreeing, 36%. So the residents of Lambeth rejected your report. For the transfer of management and assets, those for the proposals, 26%, those against, 45%. Again, the no's have it. This whole report that you have here is based on a success that didn't occur. The actual people of Lambeth didn't accept the proposals that you put forward to them. The evidence is within your report. And yet you're continuing to go ahead as if it's got agreement of the people of Lambeth. I don't believe it has. I don't think we as the staff believe that this is the way forward. And we would ask you to follow the lead of the people and the residents of Lambeth and reject the proposals and come back with something serious about developing a proper library service for the whole people of Lambeth.
Thank you. Is Councillor Jenny Brathwaite?
Yeah.
Sorry, you were hidden behind Jean. I couldn't see. Jen is the chair of the Environment and Community Safety Scrutiny Subcommittee that looked at this issue. Jenny.
Thank you, Chair. And it's such a long a title, but it actually does incorporate culture. Hence the reason why the actual committee looked at it last week. I was going to do quite a long speech, but I won't, because most of people have actually covered it, and I want to give them an opportunity to say their piece today. But there are two aspects of the actual report which I'd like to bring to the attention of this committee. The first one is to do with a meaningful engagement with our communities. An analysis of the background of the respondents revealed that the respondents didn't actually come from a broad range of communities. And in fact, some of our members, and in particular the young and those in the BME communities, were unintentionally underrepresented. But we are satisfied that this shortcoming has actually been recognised, and that the team is actually now working closely with the cabinet member for culture to ensure that we have meaningful engagement with all our communities. The second aspect of the report, which hasn't yet been touched on, is the transfer of assets. And the committee, our committee, were concerned that careful consideration was given to the types of leases granted to local groups. And we felt that the terms of those leases shouldn't be too onerous to make these leases financially unsustainable. So those are the actual two issues that I'd like to bring to your attention. And of course, you've got my report, which you can read in detail. Now, in closing, I'd like to give my thanks to the team. They've had to be the face of this council, and they've actually had to face cynicism, criticism, and a lot of hostility, which I've seen them perform, and they were very professional and managed to maintain that professionalism throughout. So thank you to your team, Adrian.
Thank you very much, Jane. Thank you for that. And yes, we have got the recommendations from your committee, and Sally will respond to that once we've heard from the people. Is Councillor Klein here? No?
Yes, he
is. 2 minutes, please.
Jeremy Klein, Liberal Democrat culture spokesperson. I congratulate the administration on the success you've achieved. Could you have dreamt of better headlines such as all Lambeth libraries set to remain open and new library inspired by Guggenheim Museum? Now, the truth behind the spin is rather different. Even one of the three core libraries, the Tate in Streatham, is under threat of demolition after years of neglect and facing being downgraded into the ground floor of the local service centre. How many of the so-called library service points or community hubs will be sustainable and survive? But above all, how many of these, quote, libraries in community hubs will actually be what we can describe as libraries? Now, I've got very short time, but I'm just going to concentrate on two or a couple of areas. With regard to Streatham, I'm very concerned that the decision is going to be rushed through in time for rubber stamping by Cabinet in September, and that there should be a proper options appraisal. The council needs to look closely at the feasibility study that the council carried out some years ago at some expense, which has already examined options for adapting the building. Above all, any decision must have public support. Now, with regard to Clapham, Councillor Prentice, you really should apologise to all those friends, groups and library users who have complained about resources being concentrated in the centre of the borough at the expense of other areas, and who you think are stupid, to use your word. We read that this new library will, quote, showcase the future of our modern library service, and that is what I find rather worrying. It is a stunning building and may win all sorts of architectural awards. It will probably be quite useless as a library, though. The council and Labour councillors have been trumpeting the report in the Evening Standard, but they should have read it more carefully. Referring to the drawbacks, it says, the decision for this library has been to sacrifice studious silence to create a public community room addressed at families with young children. Now, having visited the place, I found at the centre a noisy children's play area adjacent to a cafe. It consists of a spiral of learning, so-called, around a void as vacuous as the Millennium Dome. The writer of this piece wonders whether older people will find somewhere in the vortex to sit quietly and read. Now, if this is the kind of co-location of services that these reports envisage in community hubs, then we should be very worried. So to conclude, the Cabinet probably, I think, came from homes where they had room and space to read and study. They would have had access to libraries at some stage of their education, even if they chose not to use them. So why are you so keen to deprive our citizens, young and old, who need these facilities so desperately? Thank you, Chair.
If a certain party in government hadn't cut our funding by more than any other council, not that would have been necessary.
Don't build a new town hall.
You could have voted against us.
Take a pay cut.
They're going to build a new town hall.
New town hall, haven't
you? And how much on collective council is that for the 48 million? Oh, so they've been the major cut. I don't know if that's going to be done.
Councillor Whelan.
Thank you very much, Chairman. I'd just like to stick to a couple of, I think, reasonably constructive points, because I think everything that's been said in this debate has been very well articulated, and I'm sure the Cabinet will be listening to the points that have been made, including the points made by Councillor Klein and others, but from the Friends groups, because everybody's got a point of view on this. And as 22 years on the Council, I've never had a bigger pushback on any issue in the libraries, and particularly regarding the continued closure of West Norwood Library. And I guess my first point to make about the recommendation that came up from Councillor Brathwaite's Scrutiny Committee is their concern that a timetable needed to be established to reopen the West Norwood Library. And those points of view were made by the Friends groups, also by councillors of different parties who were united on that issue. And I would hope that I'm not expecting the Cabinet to say the library is going to reopen on the 1st of September, because that would be unrealistic. But if the Cabinet member and yourself, Leader, could give a commitment to producing a timetable as soon as possible when the issues are sorted out, I think that would reassure local people and be a positive suggestion. Okay. My other point, very briefly, that I'd like to make, is about the Upper Norwood Joint Library, which the Cabinet member referred to in her introduction. I think we are closer to agreement than perhaps has been reported in the press or elsewhere. Obviously, there is great concern, but I believe that the two councils are not too far away from agreement. And I know we've had a conversation about this, and I know that Councillor Prentice has taken a new initiative since she took over her portfolio. And I hope that the two councils can come together along those principles of a community group being involved, the transfer of the asset, and an agreed funded budget that maintains a library service for that area of the borough. So those are my points. I hope, hopefully they're constructive.
Thank you. That's very helpful. Thank you indeed. And finally, Councillor Dave Malley. Well, it's all coming in, but I can't see now. Well, there you are.
Yes. Thank you for that. Thank you, Chair. I'd like to make a few comments with respect to Streatham Library. Mm-hmm. Might have some different nuances from Councillor Fly. The first thing to do is to welcome the report, and I'm sure everyone in Streatham would be delighted that Streatham is in there as one of the top libraries, and that the commitment to 7-day opening remains, which is terribly important. Of course, the interesting point in the report is the question of whether a premises move should occur. Now, it also, we read in the report, requires £2 million to be spent on the existing building just to make it sound. And so it seems to me that if there is a possibility, and I think it's no stronger than that, of a new premises which can be secured at lower cost and with a perhaps bigger and better library service, and for the avoidance of doubt, I have in mind books and quiet places to read and study and so on, then that needs to be explored. I think many people in Streatham would see that as the right thing to do. Now, in looking at that, the feasibility study and the consultation around it needs to be transparent and open and objective. There needs to be a great deal of consultation with users and the wider community, and a lot of knotty problems need to be addressed, such as greater regard to lease, is it suitable and long enough for a sustainable long-term library service? And there's also the question of the old building. The last thing we want is that lying derelict. But it does seem to me that approached in the right way, and subject to the fact that if those studies do not stack up, whether in terms of finance or service or both, then there must be an undertaking not to move. But if they do work, and if we can have a better library, then I think many people in Streatham would welcome that.
Thank you very much, Dave. We've been very keen that it is the community that is allowed to lead on these decisions. Most of the points that we've had have been, I think, political rather than technical, so I'm going to ask Sally to respond. If there's anything you'd like officers to come back on, then please ask. But I'll ask you, because of the time, if you could be as brief as possible. I know you've had a lot of things to deal with there, Sally. And it's your birthday as well, so happy birthday.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Steve. I think I will just confine my comments to drawing out one of the key themes from the consultation was residents in Lambeth wanted a professionally led library service. So to take Councillor Klein's comment, the library I used as a child, which is run by Oxfordshire County Council, is now run exclusively by volunteers. We're clear in Lambeth that's not a direction of travel that we want to go to. The challenge that faces this, and I think this is a particular challenge in Carnegie and some smaller libraries, is to use the new budgets and the space in the library to bring in other organisations in the library who are complementary to a library's core purpose. To generate income that will help us then sustain the buildings, to be able to have the facilities open for longer hours and using modern technology. And that's what we'll be looking for in the second phase. And I will wrap up by saying Christina's points and to congratulate her for the wonderful work she's done with the Digital Bazaar at Tate South Lambeth. My colleagues around the table and both the officers know that I am not a fan of management jargon, of which the phrases co-production, community hubs, and I can reel off a list of them. I'm very clear that we're talking about libraries with a range of associated services. And the Carnegie Library has been the Carnegie Library since 1906, and it will continue to be the Carnegie Library. The same for the other libraries in the borough. But I'd hope they would offer a wider range of services, particularly for many people of all ages, children, young people, adults, who want to use the libraries for studying and research. So I look forward to bringing back a report later in the year. We've certainly got a very detailed work programme, and we are going to be setting up a steering group to oversee all the decisions we need to make about reopening West Norwood Library and looking at the cinema proposal there. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Sally. And I'll add my thanks too to the friends, groups, many people who are concerned about their local libraries who have given very freely of their time to help shape this report. And it very much has been done by working together with the community that we've got to where we are, and I think it's a real achievement for the council, everyone that's been involved, that despite this council losing a third of our available budget, and that is the biggest reduction in cash terms of any council in London, we've managed to find a way to keep all of our libraries open and open the first new library in Lambeth for 40 years. That's a real achievement, and we should all be proud of that as a community. Now, can I ask you, are the recommendations set out in the report agreed, subject to the following? One, that the views of the Environment and Community Safety Scrutiny Subcommittee are set out in recommendation. One of the reference are accepted in principle, but its practical implementation is discussed further between Cabinet and Chairs of Scrutiny Subcommittees. And two, that the incorporation of the rest of the views of the Environment Community Safety Scrutiny Subcommittee in the remodelling of the library service are accepted. Are those recommendations agreed? Thank you very much.